Actually, just her, Brent. Lisa and Shelly were just here dropping off my record. I know the tape was kind of silly, but they wanted to talk. I told them while I was just making the tape that they should talk to you. So now I'll turn the tape over to Mom. Here's Mom.
Hi, son. How's everything going? Well, as Stephen mentioned, we attended David's farewell this morning, and it was quite a nice meeting. I was very impressed with him and his whole family. His talk was on the war in heaven, and he mentioned the fact that the war is still going on, and that he is glad that he is able to go out and fight against the devil's army and convert people to the gospel. He brought out a lot of good points, and I thought it was very well how he handled himself. I could tell he wanted to make his a serious and impressive farewell, as yours was. He did very well, and I was proud of him, and I went up afterwards and told him, he wants your address, so I'm going to see that he gets it. He goes into the mission home July 2nd, so you'll probably be getting a letter from him. He's all gung-ho, just like you were, just excited to be going. Well, to change the subject just a little bit, last week or so we got a letter from the county to you, so of course we had to open it and find out what it was. And believe it or not, Brent, you've been called to jury duty for the next 3 months. There was a form to fill out indicating why or how or if you could attend or if you couldn't, the reasons why not. So Gordon filled it out and told him you were on a mission for 2 years and that you wouldn't be available, so I guess they accepted it. We didn't hear anything more about it. But imagine that, you being called to jury duty. That picture, as Stephen mentioned, was very, very special. I just can't get over how neat it looked and how thrilled I was to see you next to President Sister Schreiber. And my goodness, you're so much taller than he is. You're almost a whole head taller. And everybody that comes to the house, of course, we have to show it to them, brag a little bit about you and how good you look. And we think you're kind of special. We think we'll keep you as a relative. I've been having the bug to do the genealogy sheets. Imagine, believe it or not, don't faint. I decided to dig it all out and see just where I was at and where I had to go. And golly, there's only a half a month left. I better get going on something. I had it all spread out on the table, and the more I got into it, the more I realized how much there is left to do and just really what's involved. And I thought for a minute, oh, Brent, help. I need you. Come back and help me finish this genealogy. There's a lot of questions I have. There's a lot of things that I just don't quite know where to go about. I wish now, Brent, that I'd listened to you, that I'd paid more attention to you and got these sheets done while you were here to help me. So, you see, you tried to influence me, but I didn't listen to you. Now I know when it's the other way around, you know, when the child doesn't listen to the mother. Well, now you know how it is when the mother doesn't listen to the child. I've been using your sheet covers. They work out pretty good. I think they'll straighten out with time once they get used to lying flat. The only thing is the dumb things are short. They're not a full 8.5. No, but they're not a full 11 inches long. They're about a fourth of an inch short. But other than that, I think they're pretty good. I'm using them, and I don't know how we'll ever use up 150, but I'm making a good dent in them right now anyway. Did you ever renew your genealogical helper, that envelope I sent you down there when you were in the MTC? I didn't know if that was a renewal subscription or just what it was, and I didn't quite know what to do with it, so I sent it to you. I noticed the last one that just came has your expiration July 81. That's just next month. And I didn't know if you had renewed your subscription or not. So if you want it done, maybe we better do something about it. Dad left this afternoon for Kansas City again. He came home, of course, long enough to meet Brian at the airport. He came in and late Friday night. We didn't expect him until Saturday afternoon. And he went out of the office and ran off about 6 manuals and made some corrections, and he said everything's going pretty good. And then he was going to go to Northwestern. So he left today between meetings and won't be back until probably late Wednesday night. He and I went this morning with Brian to President Moy's office. Brian called him late last night when we got home from the airport, and they gave us an appointment for 7:45 this morning. So we've had a big day. We went there at 7:45. Brother and Sister Woolley were there from the 77th Ward. They had just gotten home from the Louisiana Baton Rouge, I think it was, mission they were in. And they reported, and then a fellow from Milano, Italy, Steve Carty, spoke. Brian was the fourth one, and they all did very well. I think it was a real impressive meeting. Got home at 5:09. Stephen and I dashed over to the 9:00 meeting of David's farewell, came back, barely made it at 10:30 to get to Relief Society and Priest meeting. Went to Sunday school, and then stayed for sacrament meeting, and we've had a full day. We really have, and we're all tired, and Brian's just kind of walking around with glazed eyes. He's emptied all those boxes, if you can imagine, and more has come since you were here. The whole hall was practically full of boxes. And he's emptied them all, burned all the boxes, and now his room is just one big junky mess, and he's got to find a place to put everything. It is good to have Brian home. He's